Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the church, today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. If you notice in the readings, there are a lot of talking about Jesus the shepherd, the good shepherd, knowing the sheep, and always going after them. But what does this mean? It does, actually. You know, one of the things, normally we do carnations, but there's been so much stuff going on, and time-wise, we are not going to do it this year. I feel bad about it, but sometimes you do what you can do, okay? All right, I like that. It fits in with Mother's Day. Does Jesus take care of us? Will he give us the help we need when we need it? I got a story to tell you. In my previous life, I was a college band director and department chair. I was judging the Nevada State Band Championships in Reno, Nevada. So I'm in the airport, waiting to take the plane from Oakland, California to Reno, Nevada. It was really interesting. To go to Reno, you have to go out over the ocean and come back in. Just a little bit out of our way, but what the heck. So anyway, I went to go to the bathroom. In a bathroom that was only a two-holer, and they had a bunch of urinals. So I walked in, and here's this little boy, probably about seven or eight. He's got to use the bathroom. There's no stalls open, and he's got to go. And he comes up and he said, "Mister, will you help me?" I said, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "Would you hold me so I can go to the bathroom?" Okay. So I said, "Get ready." I picked him up. He went to the bathroom. I set him back down. Well, when you got to, you got to. And so here I am, taking care of a kid. I had no idea. And I thought, if somebody walks in, how am I going to explain this one? But he needed help, and I helped him. So, did the little boy get help when he needed it? Now, of course he did. All right, great story, but how does it relate to Jesus? Well, whenever we need Jesus, he's with us. You know, I've preached in here before on the fact that Jesus is always with us when we need him the most. You know, because when you don't need him, you don't think about him. But when things are tough, you want Jesus with you, and he's there. The only thing that when you ask for something, you may get it then, and you may not. It's in his time, in his power, not ours. You know, I told you this story before, but my first call was to a church in Alabama, and both Peggy Sue and I were lied to. Because we got there, and we found out about 6 months after getting there that they were going to close the church. And they called me there because Peggy was from Prattville, and we would just stay, get a job, and keep their church open. No, it doesn't work that way. Then we went to Texas after a very frustrating time. In Texas, we started about the same way as here. I think we had 9 people the first day. Got it up, 14, 20. And again, they were about like us, the 40 people, okay, at the most. Then we started bringing new Christians, or Christians didn't have a lot of money but wanted to worship the Lord. Vice president of the congregation, who was the treasurer, said, "Well, they might be Christians, but they're not our kind of Christians." So because they didn't have open pocketbooks, they weren't important. So Peggy and I did a lot of talking, and we decided it's time to go. So I got on the LCMC website. This one opened up. I called Dean. Found out it was, 3 days after you posted it. Dean and I talked, 2 hours that night? We came a couple weeks later for an interview. Yep. And then I think 2 weeks after that, we were here. Dave Carrot, you remember the pastor I told you about that was my campus pastor and was an intentional interim in Fort Lauderdale? He's the one that just passed away, had a heart attack. And I said, Dave, why didn't the Holy Spirit just put me here to begin with? And he says, the Holy Spirit is going to take care of you the way you need it. If you hadn't gone to those other two calls, you wouldn't have learned what you needed to learn to be a success here. And I thought about that for a little bit. I might be a little stubborn, but a 2x4 in the middle of the forehead sometime will get my attention. So did Jesus help me when I needed it? Yes, of course he did. All right, sometimes the Lord's going to help a little boy go to the bathroom. Sometimes the Lord's going to help somebody go to a new call that's important. Sometimes the Lord is going to heal someone when an important person in their life died. When we need his help, he's with us. For most of us, ministry is the closest that we get to service to the Lord. You might help somebody and that kind of thing, or just say, have you read this? But there are those who serve Jesus in a larger sense. This is in the Revelation. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So here's one of those things. What the heck does that passage tell us? Well, let's look a little deeper. And let's start with baptism. At baptism, what do we receive? Well, we receive the Holy Spirit, okay? But we actually receive some tangible things, too. What are they? Usually a candle, and then usually a white fancy handkerchief. Okay? So, you're supposed to pull out the candle and the garment on the anniversary of your baptism. Well, why the garment? Because when we come into the church, we receive a white garment. Revelation talks about that too. So, as part of the people, a part of God's family, we receive a garment. Now, this isn't talking about garments, is it? They're the ones coming out of the great tribulation. At the end times, there's going to be a huge war. The Valley of Armageddon, okay? And they've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So these people are the martyrs of the church. They've given, it's like that one saying, all have given some, but some have given all. The people who receive white robes gave all. So when we have that, the Bible talks about two things we get as Christians, the garment and the robe. But now, the thing is, do we all get the robes? No. When we receive the garment, let's think about this for a second. We receive the blessings of the gospel. We are not getting the blessings of the law. Jeff, as he said before, I'm going to quote you again. Why do people want the law all the time? Because they can make rules, follow the rules. They don't have to think, what would Jesus do? WWJD, you see that on bumper stickers and things. What would he do? Because when you start thinking that way, what does Jesus want us to do, and how are we going to fulfill that? Now, are you damned if you don't do it? No. Does the law save you? No. But the thing is, a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters fall into that trap where everything is law. Even some of our Lutheran churches are like that. That's why Pastor Don and Carolyn came here. They got tired of sermons about law at Redeemer. And it's sad. We are saved by the gospel. Okay? I cannot, by my own reason or strength, know my Lord Jesus Christ and come to Him. But I have been called by the Holy Spirit through the gospel. Where does it say law? It doesn't. And it's one of those things that is so important. Because the gospel, what does gospel mean in Greek? Good news. We're saved by the good news of Jesus Christ. So, how do we come to the Good Shepherd? Is it easy or is it difficult? Folks, if a sheep's lost, and you've all seen movies about this, what does a shepherd do? He goes out and searches until he finds the sheep. But what about all the sheep that are there, that are there? Does he take them with him? No, he leaves them there. But he goes out and searches for the one who is lost. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank you. But folks, we sing stuff like that. Isn't that the good shepherd that comes after us and saves us? I think so. You ever seen a mother duck with her ducklings? You ever seen it if a rainstorm comes? What does a duck do? Opens up her wings, get the ducks, and covers them up. Isn't that what Jesus does for us? You know, there's that saying, and I've seen pictures of this, footprints. Know the poem? The guy is walking out on the beach, and when he looks down, there's two sets of footprints. Who's with him? Jesus. When we need him, he's there. When we don't need him, he's there. The Good Shepherd is always with us. You can be assured that Jesus will not let you down when you're in need of him. May this assurance that the Good Shepherd is always protecting us keep your hearts and minds on our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.